gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. Today we are going to talk about the depopulation agenda and the various methods of genocide taking place in the United States. First and foremost is geoengineering. Millions of people are finally realizing the implications and devastating effects of the chemtrails spraying all over the country. The multi-level assaults on our health caused by spraying toxic chemicals and metals such as aluminum on us makes us weak and powerless, and that is exactly one of its goals. Epidemics of health problems are exploding, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, while the information is ignored or falsified in the corporate government-run mainstream media. Those who are awake don't have to look further than their immediate vicinity to realize that there is something seriously wrong on the matter of health. The next form of genocide is by the forced vaccination of children and people in the military with vaccines that include mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and tissue from aborted babies that are causing all kinds of lifelong injuries of brain damage and body organs to people, including autism in children and Alzheimer's and dementia in the elderly from flu vaccines. Another method of genocide is the prescribing of mind and body damaging drugs to people of all ages, and the medical care that the United States is providing that causes diseases but does not cure any diseases. We also have the genocide by the toxic and poisonous foods sold in fast food restaurants and grocery stores to families all over the United States, and the poisoning of our drinking water with fluoride for people all over the country. Finally, the radiation leaking from Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan is the final nail in our coffin. I provided videos and articles on my Facebook page for more information on the issues we will be discussing on the show today. My guest today is Amy James, a good friend and a fellow researcher and a longtime advocate for children's rights and battling against the drugging and vaccinating of our children. I'll bring Amy on now and to start the discussion. Hello, Amy.
Hey, Evelyn. Hey. Thanks for bringing
good
me
to
on.
Have you on. Yes, it's good to have you on. You and I have done so much research together over the years, and before it was, I think it started with you and I on the drugging of kids. You know, I mean,
yeah, it was the Mother's Act.
Yeah, when they were, well, and they did end up passing that. Yeah, campaign against the Mother's Act, where they wanted to screen all pregnant women and drug them, and get that passed through Congress to where they would screen all pregnant women. So we fought on that battle, but I don't think that they went ahead and got it passed somehow anyhow.
Yeah, it was combined into Obamacare.
Yeah, right. They snuck it in there. So the chemtrail spraying is off the wall. And, you know, people still don't even understand that this is happening. You know, in Green Bay lately, I'd say for the last 3 months, we have had a dome over the whole area. And what they're doing now, I noticed, is for like 3 months we've had this dome. There's probably only been like 10, 15 days max that we got any sunlight at all. The rest of the time, these clouds, well, the chemtrail spray, is just constantly over the whole area. And the thing is, what they're doing now is they're spraying in the morning, or at night, and in the morning, and then in the afternoon, like now in Green Bay, it cleared up a little bit. You know, it'll clear, and I think it did yesterday too. It'll clear up, you know, and we'll have some blue skies. But otherwise, it is just fully over us constantly.
Is there anywhere in the world that doesn't have chemtrails? Because I want to go there and take some photos to show my kids what a normal sky is.
Well, there are. You know, Putin just put out a statement where, you know, he gives press conferences with reporters from all over the world, and he answers all the questions for like 3-4 hours. He does this a couple times a year. And he says that their chemtrail spray worrying all of us, you know, that they're disabling all of us in this country. And he says the same about all the vaccines that we give, you know, that we're causing everybody to become autistic and things that no other country has it like we do. It is absolutely horrible in the United States. And people, like yesterday I went to the video store, and I mentioned this to the young clerk. She knew nothing about it. And me and my friend said, you don't see this spray all over the skies? You know, these mm-hmm. X. No, they don't. They don't look up and they don't see it. And now that
people don't care either. They're mind controlled not to care. Like if you try to tell someone that has no clue, they just laugh at you and roll their eyes, and then they go into like a trance mode almost.
Yeah, yeah, they don't. And you know, if you go on the internet, if you go on YouTube, I mean, people are out there now. I mean, there are tons of videos on the chemtrail spraying that's going on all over the country. And, you know, people are so alarmed. And how do you stop this? They are poisoning us. This is genocide. I'm not mincing words. This is genocide, what they are doing to us. This depopulation agenda, they want to get it down to 500 million people, and the rest of us, can useless eaters, can just be gone. You know, that this is outrageous.
Yeah, well, I refuse to go along with the vaccines at all, and it makes my baby's pediatrician extremely angry, and I told her, like, I'm not doing that ever. You don't need to keep asking me, because she asks me every time I go in, and it makes her so angry, and she asked me why, and I explained to her, well, number one, I have a law degree, so I know how to read a label, and I've read the labels, and I know the ingredients of the vaccine. Number two, they have, like, aborted babies in them, and I'm not going to ever go along with that. And she just, like, told me I need to listen to her because she's the expert on research, but she's not. I mean, they have, like, they've been adding the sterilant to the vaccines. They've added the nagalase enzyme to the vaccines. So nagalase enzymes cause the body to not synthesize vitamin D, which causes cancer. So they're, like, trying to depopulate the world through vaccines and, like you said, through chemtrails and all these other things. But I think the way to stop it is to try to wake people up. And one of those things, I think, is the fluoride, that everyone, no matter what kind of health consciousness they have, they probably still bathe in fluoridated water and they still wash their hands in fluoridated water.
All right. You know, and this has me so angry. All this, it's like walking in a minefield, trying to avoid the ways that they are committing genocide on us in plain sight, and people don't get this. And like you say, the mind control, yes, it is to the extreme now. I mean, people don't realize they put out the TV to do mind control on everybody, and they have succeeded beyond belief, you know, and people are still, you know, they don't get that either. You know,
do you remember when they came out with the new type of television, I think it's HDTV, where they had to actually fund it through the government to make everyone transition to HDTV? It was about 10 or 15 years ago. And I remember this
I think it was only like in 2008 or 9, I think.
Yeah, I was watching on C-SPAN, and they were discussing whether or not to do this and fund it, and at the time it didn't make any sense. I just thought it was another wasteful government program. But mm-hmm. now that we've heard about all these different ways they're spying through the TV, and they're, like, putting subliminal messages and all these weird shows and things, like predictive programming for pedophilia and the transgender agenda and everything, it makes more sense to me. But I do think everyone is, like, mind controlled to the point that if you tell them one of these pieces of news, they call it a conspiracy theory, they get angry, and they refuse to talk about it.
Right, right. I mean, that's what the media has always named this. I think it started after they killed JFK, the conspiracy theories, you
mm-hmm.
know. Sorry
mm-hmm.
to say that was about, you know, people making up how he was killed, you know, which we all know now what's true, that they murdered him, you know, but yeah, the vaccines. And the thing is, too, about, the medical care in this country. I won't go near any of these quacks. You know, they're all trained under the Rockefeller Medical System. And that's all they are is device and drug pushers. That is all they are. And by now, I think years ago that the doctors and stuff, that they didn't realize this when they were being taught and everything, that they didn't realize it, that they were not being taught to cure diseases or to really help people, just to drug them and you know, promote surgery and promote cancer, the cancer racket of chemotherapy and radiation and surgery. You know, I don't really think that they realized that it was not medical care, that they are harming us with all the drugs and things that they've prescribed for us, you know. But anymore, yeah. The doctors and the vaccines, there is no way these doctors don't know what they are doing now. There is no way that they don't understand that this rise in autism, since they put these mandatory vaccines in, I just put that up on my webpage, has skyrocketed. I put a graph from 2001 to 2016. It has skyrocketed. Since they have put these mandatory, and now they're making them mandatory for children and even starting for adults. You know.
Well, and the pregnant mothers, too?
Pardon?
They've been promoting the DTaP vaccine, and that's one of the ones that I was reading was causing a lot of babies to die in utero due to the ingredient.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the baby will absorb the mother's load of toxins for her or something is what I read about that one.
And this depopulation agenda is working. Believe me. I mean, yeah, they're sterilizing everybody with vaccines. They're in the food that they're feeding us, all these toxins and everything that they're putting in there are causing, you know, horrendous problems for fertility for men and women. And the birth rate has went down, you know, because I've been researching, you know, the drugging children and mothers and all this kind of stuff since 2003. And when I was reporting on that, it was over 4 million births every year in the United States. It's now dropped below 4 million, you know. Mm-hmm. And to make a big drop like that, you know, down to 3 million something, that's a big drop, okay? And before I used to keep track of that, of the babies born, because with the vaccines, I said, that's their market. They had 4 million something new customers every single year. And now today I was watching a research video that said now it is, children have to have 56 different vaccines before they're 6 years old in this country. There is no other country.
I thought it was up to 69.
Oh, it might be. This video was over a year old, so it probably is 59. And there is no other country that does this. No other country gives this number of vaccines, and no other country has the sickest children, sicker than the last generation, sicker than any generation in this country right today. The children are sickly. All these vaccines are causing not only autism. We talk about autism all the time because that's the most horrendous. You know, it affects your entire family. It's a lifelong illness. It disables everybody. Mm-hmm. So they're saying they keep this up, and by 2025, that half of our children are going to be autistic. Now, their whole lives are destroyed. They don't have a life.
Now they're trying to blame the child. They're trying to blame the victim of every single thing they do, whether it's psychotropic drugs for a birth defect or vaccine-induced autism or SIDS or whatever it is. They're trying to say it's because of the MTHFR gene mutation that you can't take all these toxins. And that is completely false. The gene mutation that everyone's looking at, the MH or whatever, MS, it's like MTHFR or one of those combinations of those letters. It's a gene mutation, and everyone's like, oh, are you getting tested for this gene mutation before you get vaccinated so you know whether or not your child is more likely to suffer from an adverse reaction? But they're blaming that gene mutation on, like, as the reason for all of these problems, like the autism, the sudden infant death, and the encephalitis, and the birth defects that happen when you give a mother antidepressants or something. They're just blaming it on your genes.
No, it is on all the drugs and the poison food. You can probably talk about the poison food, but on the vaccine bit, now with these lawmakers passing these mandatory vaccines, let's get to the bottom of this, why this is being done. All these laws that are so harmful to Americans that the government lawmakers are passing, the reason they are passing these is because they are blackmailed by their sexual misconduct, every single one of them. And if they don't pass what the CEOs of the corporations, like in this thing Pharma wants them to, they'll blackmail them and they'll put that stuff out. And how they're blackmailing, and nowadays, it used to be, you know, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years ago or whatever, it'd be sexual misconduct with cheating on your wife or things like this. Not anymore. Now it is having sex with children. These child pedophile rings are running this world. The world leaders are running this global pedophile network. And so all these politicians that are doing this, forcing parents to poison their own children with these vaccines, it's because they are being sexually blackmailed, because they have been raping, sodomizing, and murdering children. And they get this on tape, and that from that day on, they do whatever they are told. And that is what's happening. Not only vaccine laws, but all these other laws, like the Patriot Act and things, that harm everybody, that lets the government spy on our every move and everything. This is why it's being done. And by now, parents know that these vaccines are causing these problems. And I am to the point that I am resenting these parents poisoning their own children. I said there is nothing anybody could have threatened me with that would have forced me to poison my own children with these vaccines. And now they're doing it, and they're getting away with it, and these parents are doing it, poisoning their own children.
Well, I can tell you that no one will ever vaccinate my children, at least not the ones that I still have custody of. And if they ever tried, it would be over my dead body before they inject one of my kids.
That's right. That's what I said, too. And you know how they're sending agents around door-to-door in different states and things, checking on if they're vaccinated. And I said the same thing, and be over my dead body, that they'll inject any of that poison into me or any child around me.
And I mean that, too, and I'm not willing to let them in my door, so
me either.
It's a pretty scary world.
It is, but people need to stand up. I mean, they have, like, that movie Vax that came out, you know, I mean, everybody knows, well, everybody should know about it, that, my God, you know, a CDC whistleblower that worked on the study that they published and said that vaccines did not cause autism, came out and said that they lied, and they took the study and they destroyed the data that showed that it did, vaccine did cause autism, and destroyed it, and they lied. They published that in that journal in 2004. They worked on it since 2001, published that journal, and then everybody ran with it, all the mainstream media, everybody, that was proof that vaccine did not cause autism. But then again, that was only one vaccine anyhow, you know? So they wrote off every vaccine didn't cause autism by saying that one didn't. Well, the thing was, the reason they tested that was because of that study that Andrew Wakefield and those researchers from England had did. And they had found that all the people, the kids that they tested, you know, that were autistic, had gotten vaccinated. And the reason they did that test was these parents came to them because of the autistic kids have stomach problems, and that's the thing, too. They're in such physical pain all the time, these kids. They have real serious health problems. And so he did the test, and what they said at that time, that MMRI vaccine, that they should give those shots separately and at a later date. And that's all they said, you know, but then they just destroyed Andrew Wakefield and his fellow researchers, and then they did that test at the CDC to disprove that. Well, they proved it, and it was the truth, that it did cause autism. And so anyways, but that was only one vaccine. All these other vaccines, too, add them all in. And you're giving them all to these kids. You know, and giving them with aluminum and mercury and things in them, and giving them how many shots at a time. I mean, the video I've seen today, they said sometimes as many as 9 vaccines at a time they're giving to these little infants. They give them they give them on the day of birth, hepatitis B and that vitamin K. And then I don't know. There's 2 they give at birth. But anyhow, then at 2 months, 6 months, 9 months, and they give all these vaccines to these little infants. They didn't do that when my kids were little. I don't think my kids got any shots until they probably were like 6 months old, and then it was only probably like 1. or something.
Yeah, it, my entire vaccine record that's in my baby book all sits on, like, a small little grid that's printed out. It takes up, like, 3 inches of the page. Now I get these letters in the mail from the insurance company, like, here's the vaccines you need to give your kid. And it's, like, 4 pages long, front and back on a pamphlet, tiny little print.
Right.
And they're like, come in for your shots. And I'm like, okay, I'm throwing this in the trash now. The other thing is that all the different, like, scares they try to perpetrate on everyone, from, like, it used to be West Nile virus. Then last year it was that that mosquito-borne illness. What was the one they came out with last year where everyone was spraying themselves because they're afraid of some mosquito bite or something?
I thought it was Ebola.
No, not Ebola. It was another one. I've already forgotten, but everyone was scared of it last year. And they were all spraying for mosquitoes.
Right.
With the larvicide on the pregnant women. I can't believe I already forgot this. That's how insignificant it really is. But they made it like a huge scare, and all these pregnant women are having the babies with the tiny heads.
Right.
In the other countries. And then it was actually from the larvicides, not from the mosquito bite.
Right. Exactly. And that's what they keep doing. They keep trying to push some kind of fake epidemic out, you know, and then so that they can give everybody vaccines. You know, that, and just like they did, what was it, the swine flu back in, I think I wrote a six-part series of articles on that scam back when they tried to get everybody to get that swine flu vaccine. That, like now, with the schools and everything, I don't care. These parents need to wake up. I said, I was thinking back when my kids were little. Now, if somebody would have came up to me and told me they even thought that a vaccine might cause a serious disorder, you know, didn't exist back then, and like autism, I mean, there was no internet or anything, but I guarantee you I would have been running to the library and doing research and finding out everything I could about this. I mean, I wouldn't have just blew it off and said, well, I don't think so. The doctors are right. I know they wouldn't lie to me. Yeah, well, they are lying to you. And I'll tell you, they know it. This doctor that my boyfriend went to a while back, he was a surgeon. And when we went to him for a follow-up, I was angry because they had given my boyfriend drugs that he wasn't supposed to get. We informed him we don't take any pharma poisons, not even aspirin. We told him 4 times. And then they shot him up with Demerol when he was coming out of the anesthesia. And I went in there and they said that, and I just hit the roof. And so we didn't even see the surgeon that day, but when we went to see him, I explained this, and I was furious, you know, that how could you do this and everything. And he said that he didn't do that. He didn't order that. And then when I confronted him on this, and I told him how we treated his pain and everything with turmeric and everything, and it works just fine and everything. And then he confessed that he doesn't want to prescribe these drugs and stuff to people, but the hospital makes them, and even the pain medication. That he says he would like to try other things, like, you know, he liked hearing about turmeric worked, you know, as good as any painkiller and stuff. And but he said he's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to prescribe any supplements or anything that's healthy. You got to prescribe the drugs. And in fact, he said, like the opiates now, that they're even making them call up a patient, ask them, do you have enough pain medication? Because I was also mad because they wrote a prescription for 60 Vicodin for my boyfriend when I told him we don't take any of that. And when I came home and I seen that, it was like, how could you do this? And so I told him that, and he said that that's what they make him do. And he said about the vaccines, he knows about them. He said he said the hospital forces him now to take them, but he said not his wife or not his kids, that they aren't getting any of them. These doctors know now, but it's sad because he was young, probably only less than 30, and I pictured him then, you know, he's confessing that he knows that the medical profession is poisoning everybody, but what can he do? He's in this career. I imagine he has probably a student loan debt that'll be for a lifetime, and he gets a job and everything and gets settled in and gets working and then realizes this, that they aren't curing anybody, that they're just pushing drugs and devices and surgery and everything.
Why something horrid will take away a doctor's medical license if they find out they're against the vaccine? So they have to pretend like they're for them no matter what they think.
Right, exactly, exactly. You know, and so they are just so controlled by their profession, you know, and so many people are. But, you know, the funny thing is, all these people, all their lives, we've been taught to be such consumers. Buy this, buy that. You'll be better than everybody else if you have this bigger house, you have this nicer car, you have all this consumerism that have broken people over the years. So now everybody's broke and the economy's crashing. That it doesn't matter, because the genocide they are committing on us, the things that they are doing to us, it's happening so fast that you can have all the money in the world and it's not going to mean a damn thing, because you're not even going to be here. You know, the final nail in our coffin is Fukushima, the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster, that the radiation from that is just leaking out since 2011, and it got worse. Last summer, they had an explosion. They didn't report it, I don't think, until, like, December or something, that the radiation is leaking so bad now that they've melted, the cores have melted down into the ground and it's leaking right into the groundwater, to the ocean, and radiation is everywhere. And right before Obama left office, without telling us, he raised the level of radiation that is allowed in our water, in our air, in our food, everywhere. I mean, like 100 times over the level that was allowed. And this is what we are doing. This is what we're drinking. It's in our food. It's in everything. And people don't even recognize that. I mean, two people in the last month did not even know the word Fukushima. I mean, my landlord was one. I'm telling him about how bad it was probably a few weeks ago. And then when we were to leave, he said, "What was that again? Fukushima?" And I was like, you don't even know about this, that it happened in 2011 and it's been leaking radiation ever since, and you never even heard about this? And he said, how come it's not on the mainstream media? And I said, because they're liars for the elite. They're covering all this up. They're suppressing it. And that was the same thing at the video store yesterday. I said that about the girl, about the Fukushima leak. She never heard of it either. Never heard of it either.
Most people just want to be entertained, and so they tune into the television, they go to work, they come home, they tune into the television, they watch their little entertainment of whatever news they want to watch or whatever football game they want to watch, and then they get brainwashed by the halftime show or whatever, like, agenda is written into these programs, and that's what they live for. And if you mention these things to them, they get angry, they don't want to hear it, they roll their eyes at you, and then they go off to their doctor the next day and pay them some more money for some more drugs and vaccines. Before you know it, they're dead from their cancer treatment or whatever. And it's just happening, like, all over the place. People don't care because they're so mind-controlled. And I think that, like, your show and different issues like Pizzagate is actually starting to wake people up to all these depopulation agendas, because they're all interconnected together.
Oh, absolutely.
And I found something, doing some research a week or two ago about James Alefantis and his restaurant, the Nalu Diner, and I found this thing called Ostara, and he has, like, an Ostara menu.
There's lots of listeners that don't even know who he is, so explain who he is.
James Alefantis is involved in Pizzagate, and I'm sure most of your listeners probably know what that is by now. He owns a pizzeria in Washington, D.C., and he owns a lot of other businesses. He's good friends with John and Tony Podesta. He cooked for Hillary Clinton's campaign, and he's got a lot of child pornography-related references on his Instagram. So we've been looking into him for a long time. But I was looking up Ostara because one of his restaurants has an Ostara menu and talks about paganism. And I found this website that was discussing Ostara, which is another name for Easter or Ishtar. And if your listeners don't know, Easter is named after a pagan goddess. So when I looked at this satanic message board, they were talking about their goal is to use human beings as resources for themselves. So they'll, like, use them up however they want to, and then they kill them because they consider them mundane. And they said anyone who's not a Satanist is a mundane, and it's our right to kill them because they're useless, like they're trash.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And that explained a lot to me about the Illuminati 500 million, or is it 500 million? They want to maintain humanity under 500 million.
Right, 500 million.
Because they
right.
can control 500 million people if they're all easily mind-controlled people. And in the meantime, they can make a lot of money on us while we're being slowly killed.
Right. And if we don't bust this worldwide pedophile network run by the world leaders, you know, life is over. Because we have investigated before when the Bush was in office, when Reagan and Bush were in office, that's when it broke out that time that it was revealed that when they were trafficking all these kids from, where was it, Kansas? No, I forget, but to Washington, you know, for sex parties, for orgies and stuff. And they were using, and back then they were doing this. It's called brownstone, they set up these houses, and that's where they take the politicians. They take them there for parties, you know, and to trap them into this. You know, all of them aren't perverts coming in. You know, nowadays maybe, but years ago they weren't. So they had to be turned into perverts. So they take them to parties and everything, and early in the party, you know, there's prostitutes and stuff, and there's all kinds of people there. But then later, they have all the people leave, and the ones that they want to pervert, they have stay, and they get them drunk and drugged up and stuff until... and get them to have sex with children, and they tape them. And then from then on in, they're in the bag. And it used to be that they'd, you know, get congressmen and stuff in this when they were coming in. Now it isn't. They're like this before they ever get running for Congress nowadays. And the same thing, but now they've done that down to local lawmakers. I mean, when they're talking about the people that are going to be arrested in this Pizzagate scam, and the thing about it is they got to arrest them all. Because these are the richest of the rich in this country, and that includes all the Hollywood celebrities involved in this. And they got to arrest them all because they got so much money. They hear about a few being arrested in Washington or in Hollywood or something. The rest of them are going to take their money and book out of this country to escape being arrested. So that's why you're seeing all low-level fruit being arrested, you know, like mayors and governors and Congress's assistants and things like this. But the big wigs have to be arrested all at one time. And I don't know what's going to happen when that happens, because we ain't going to have a Congress, because the majority of the Congress people are involved in this, and men and women, not just...
Well, I've lost faith in that completely. If it happens, I'll be happy, but ever since Anthony Weiner's laptop scandal hit, like, I was waiting and waiting and waiting, like, when is it going to arrest some of these people? And it still hasn't happened. They are arresting tons and tons of lower-level pedophiles, like you said, everywhere from, like, CPS to pastors of Baptist churches to people who are running the after-school daycare programs to foster home parents, everyone except for people that everyone else in the whole country is aware of, like the politicians that are running the whole thing.
Right. But in other countries, politicians and like the priests and things are being arrested. Stuff. You know, it's in the United States that they all seem to be remaining not arrested and everything, and just roaming around, these perverts, just right out in the public like nothing's happened. You know, that is, you know, it makes me so sick. But here's another thing. Now, that my research, I got a source that says Obama has been arrested, that he was arrested for drug trafficking over in Japan, I think, that he was arrested. And this has been, I probably heard this probably 2 weeks ago. I haven't seen Obama or Michelle lately. I don't remember the last time I seen them. And this is odd because when are they... you know, and when you leave the presidency, usually, you know, you come back for certain ceremonies and this, that, and the other thing. Where is he? You know, and people, I'm jumping into this because people don't know the whole story behind this, that this pedophile network, another thing that's going on with this is the big investigation, George Webb's investigation into the pedophile network, but it didn't start out that way. It started out that way, that he's investigating, you know, Hillary's war on Libya and now on Syria and all this. And what they do in these countries, they go in and they're going after the oil, all Well, that's what we always thought. They're always going after the oil. But now it's gotten to the point that they set up these rat lines in these countries, and they put them across whole countries. And the one in Syria now, that's the one that they keep, you know, bombing Syria and everything because they want this rat line. The rat line goes right along where the oil lines are going to be, okay? And along these rat lines are where the oil pipelines are going to be. So when they bust into a country and overthrow or kill the leader or whatever, then they go in and they set up these rat lines. Well, on the rat lines, it used to be that they were set up for the oil pipelines and then for running arms, you know, and things like this. Now they go in, and the first things they set up is the child trafficking network. Then after that, listen to this, organ harvesting network. That's what they're doing in these wars.
Yeah, anything they can rack up a price on so that it's incredibly expensive is what they're going to do. It's like they'll profit off of it whatever they can to become rich any way possible and every way they can think of.
Well, the thing about it is, now, okay, they do this child trafficking network, they set that up. Then they do the organ harvesting network, they set that up. And then they run the arms and run the drug trafficking. Well, they did this in all these countries, every single one of them. I mean, George has, when he has all those videos, you can watch the rat lines going clear from Pakistan to Afghanistan to Iraq, to, up to Syria, to Libya. And they all along here, and of course, IS, the terrorists, those terrorists are funded by the United States. Those terrorists working their overthrow in Libya and in Syria, that's Hillary's private, the Clinton Foundation's private army that they're doing.
Yeah.
And what they do, they go in there, and this organ trafficking, these rat lines, they are now all over the United States. This is going on right here in the United States. And if you go and you watch George's videos, you know, he has a whole series. He's up to 173, I think. And he follows it all along. And now he's in the United States investigating those rat lines. And they're all up big time into Chicago. I mean, they are doing organ harvesting. They are taking these prisoners from Hooman Square in Chicago, this jail there. And they are just disappear. And they just kill these people and take their organs. And this is what they're doing down in Haiti. You know, that's what the Clinton Foundation was doing down there, you know, and with their orphanages, these fake orphanages, 650-some in Haiti they set up. That's to traffic kids. That's to get traffic kids. And then the organ harvesting comes in right behind. And so this is what where they're making all their money.
I know you mentioned you wanted to talk about Planned Parenthood, but if people have a hard time believing that organ harvesting, all you have to do is look at those videos that came out last year of Planned Parenthood harvesting baby body parts. It's been like sort of a hidden scandal for about 20 years, and it finally came out in a big way last summer. But what happened after those videos came out? The next thing that happened was Texas and California are trying to charge those investigators with felonies.
Oh, I know. I know.
They're going after the people that revealed the crimes instead of the actual criminals.
Well, that's what they do. I mean, it's the elites. It's our lawmakers running all this. And the CIA is behind, and the UN is behind all these rat lines where they're doing all this sex trafficking and organ harvesting and everything. All of our important agencies are running this. So how do we take them down? You know, and it's like the Planned Parenthood, that kills me because I feel so guilty. I supported Planned Parenthood all my life. You know, I mean, I drank the Kool-Aid. I believed what they told me. You know, I thought women were just having abortions in the second or third month or whatever like this. And when they talked about the late term, I believed what they said, that it was only done when, you know, it was a matter of life and death. The mother was going to die or something. I did not know anything about what I found out. Well, you and I investigated that. What they are doing at Planned Parenthood.
They'll lie for anything. Like the Andrew Breitbart investigation into Planned Parenthood basically revealed John Podesta and his little sex trafficking ring a long time ago. And I don't know if your listeners are familiar with that at all, but Planned Parenthood will protect sex traffickers. When they bring in a little girl for an abortion, they don't report it to the authorities. If it seems to be an illegal immigrant, they won't report it to anyone, and they'll cover for anyone. So, of course, they're committing illegal abortions past whatever week they're supposed to be doing it, you know. And
well, they are delivering them fully grown now.
Yeah.
I read the other day they were paying women $4,000 to have a baby so they could take it fully born.
It's so sad, Evelyn, and I think that like some states are going to try to ban abortion, and now that we have a different Supreme Court, it's possible that that will happen, but Planned Parenthood will lie to everyone. They say only 3% of their resources go towards abortion, and the way that they get to that statistic is all a lie also, because they count every single thing that they do as a different service. So, like, if a woman comes in one time for an abortion, they give her a pregnancy test, they do, like, a STD screening, they give her counseling or whatever, they give her a sonogram, they give her an abortion, and they give her post-abortive pills or whatever they're giving her, antibiotics, and they count each little thing as a service. So each woman that comes in gets, like, 9 different services for an abortion. And they're saying that that means that only 3% of their resources go to abortions, and that's not true either.
No. Well, you know, when I started investigating that, it only took me, well, probably an hour to find out who started that Planned Parenthood to begin with, the Gates family and the Bush family. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have had to go any further to know that it was a baby-killing factory after I found that out. And then that Margaret Sanger that was a big promoter of that, I mean, she was all for it. I mean, she came right out and said it, and she thinks black people should be killed off. You know, went to KKK meetings, and they loved her.
Yeah, well, they locate most of their clinics in black neighborhoods because they are racist eugenicists trying to cleanse the population. They're the racists. It's not like it's not like the average everyday like Bible thumpers or racist who wants to go whatever the left thinks. But it's all like the Illuminati eugenics. They just want to get rid of the people they consider trash. And they want to use them along the way for whatever they can, and then they want to treat them like they're some sort of whore, and then just kill them.
Well, yeah, and I seen a former director of Planned Parenthood talking, and she said right out that they deliberately get women pregnant, that they give them pills that they know are so weak that they won't work. And the main purpose, she said, is to get every woman to have an abortion.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video, too, the sex education video. Yeah, they give the low dose of hormones so that if you miss one pill, you're more likely to get pregnant. And then they teach the young teenagers about sex so that they'll want to suddenly go out and start having sex.
Right. And aren't they the ones that going around schools, or were they giving this pornographic, God's sake, sex education to kids?
Yeah, there's like a whole series on the sex education and the dumbing down of America, and yeah, they'll be able to like get a woman to call or a girl to call, and they'll convince them of how to get booked for the abortion.
Right. And how much money? Well, like I said, if they would pay a woman $4,000 to have a baby alive so that they could take it, how much money? Can you imagine that they're making up a whole baby, a whole live baby?
I don't know. I looked up, like, Stem Express online, and I found where you can order fetal liver cells. And I found one that was, like, a rare fetal liver cell line. And it was, like, I want to say it was, like, over $1,000 for a little tiny test tube of liver cells or something.
All right.
They're getting rich, like, so rich off of these babies. And it's really sad, and when I researched vaccines, I found out that the reason why the MMR vaccine says human diploid cell line number 128 or whatever it says is because they numbered each baby that they were killing, and they tested each liver, and they came up with an appropriate liver cell on baby number 128 or whatever it was. So each baby that had been killed was harvested. They were harvested alive, and they were all late-term abortions, and they would deliver the baby and then just cut them open and start taking their organs out so they wouldn't get ruined.
Right.
And then they found an appropriate one 128 late-term abortions later, or whatever the number was. And that's what's in these vaccines, is the cells from a baby who was born alive and tortured and harvested while still alive.
Right. Well, you know, people, you know, they, I don't know what it'll take to get people to understand what's really going on with these, the elite running this pedophile network, this sadistic pedophile network. I mean, but, you know, when we say that, you know, that the cops won't arrest, well, the thing is, you go down, the cops are all involved in this, too. We go down, when they were naming off the people that are going to be arrested, two of them in Wisconsin, Governor Walker and Paul Ryan, are two. And they've gone all the way down. Yes,
Paul
they've
Ryan
gone
too?
All the way down now
wow.
to the lawmakers. Okay? It used to be congressmen because they wanted the people in Washington controllable. Now they are down to the to the governors, to the state lawmakers, to the mayors of cities. I mean, you've seen lately how many mayors and stuff have been arrested. You know, and cops. It's all of them. They're all involved in this. This has went on for so, well, this went on forever, but it has been got so extreme now that it's just insane. But these investigators say that this time around, they are not shutting this down, that we are not letting up on this. I don't care. And they're murdering everybody they can get their hands on, all of us truth tellers, you know, that I don't leave the house, to tell you the truth. I run to the grocery store. I don't leave the house, so they can't get at me, you know. But like the ones you were described before, Breitbart murdered, Seth Rich, the one that leaked the emails to WikiLeaks, murdered, right on the street. And the investigators, like this lawyer that is representing down, I think it was, in Alabama or Atlanta, representing pro bono these child sex victims, you know, they just shot her right on the street in Atlanta in broad daylight.
And Senator Nancy Schaefer was investigating the child trafficking in CPS, and she and her husband were murder-suicided. They make it look like a murder-suicide, like these successful people are all suicidal. Yeah, right.
Right. But now it's right out in the open. I mean, that Seth Rich that leaked, came out all the emails and stuff that all this pedophile stuff came out in, they gunned him right down on the street. And the same with this lawyer in Atlanta, right on the street in broad daylight. And this is how blatant they are now, that they don't care. And they get away with it. Nothing gets done. They kill these people.
Well, there was an attempted abduction in my neighborhood like 6 months ago, and people on Facebook started posting about it, and the police never solved it, obviously, and I looked up my local pedophile sex registry, and I have 5 pedophiles living within 3 miles of my house. They all live on the same street, Evelyn, and if you look at their photos, some of them do look satanic. They look like Charles Manson with their crazy eyes.
Right.
And I don't know, but I mean, I don't understand how these people are free, but I'm thinking maybe they're being used as, like, labor. Whenever they need more kids, they just, like, send them out to go
kidnap
someone.
They are used for that. They are used for that. Yes. The elites do these common people on the street, they use them to go and kidnap kids and stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And when they get caught, you know, then they go to jail for a little while, but then they let them out and they just keep going, you know. But anyhow, these investigators say that these police departments, because they just had a protest up at the New York City Police Department demanding, you know, the release of Anthony Weiner's laptop. And then they're having one the 22nd again at the White House demanding, you know, investigation of this. And they said, fine. These people don't think that we're going away, that they're going to keep doing this, and we're just going to forget about it. You know, time will go, and there's no arrest, and they won't investigate or arrest. No, they're putting together their own common law grand jury, and we will bring these people down once and for all. They are not going to continue this.
Yeah, I made a post on Vote a few weeks ago asking for people to help me with this project of doing FOIA requests. And I think that it might be a good idea for some of us to start doing those, like pick a few places we need to do them first and start there, but maybe even locally doing FOIA requests to get, like, data on kidnapped children in our towns and, like, whether their kidnappers are being prosecuted and et cetera.
Well, look, it is so bad. This is how horrible this has gotten. In Washington, D.C., so many kids have went missing this year, in 2017, that the cops are saying, telling parents, keep your kids in the house to protect them from sex trafficking, sex traffickers. Yeah, our Washington, D.C., our lawmakers are the sex traffickers. So in Washington, D.C., if you have kids, the cops are telling you, you need to keep them in the house to protect them from our from the sex traffickers. Yeah, running the government. And same thing now, I was watching this presentation about the chemtrail spraying and stuff given to a county board meeting, a bunch of presenters. And at the end they said, well, we guess we just have to tell parents to keep your kids inside so they don't get hit with this spray. So here we are, they're poisoning us from the air, so now kids can't play outside because they'll be hit with this chemtrail spraying. And then they can't play outside in Washington because the lawmakers are raping and sodomizing and murdering these kids. This is the state our country is in.
I really think the purpose of chemtrails is mind control, because when I first learned about them, I was told that it most likely contained aluminum.
Mm-hmm, they do.
And the aluminum will cause Alzheimer's, and it will help, like, dumb people down, you know? You've got the aluminum, the fluoride, the mercury, all these. I mean, imagine what would happen if the next generation is 50% autistic people. Like, how many people are we going to have, like, in institutions or whatever that they can just do what they want to with them?
Well, I'll tell you, people will not wake up. They won't wake up. And like you said, you know, truth tellers like me were hated. You know what? I don't care. I don't care who hates me. I am not going to stop telling the truth about this stuff, and I am not going to stop exposing it and trying to stop it. I don't care if everybody hates me. They
I think
don't
the first thing people need to do, though, is, like, the first thing you need to do is turn off your TV. And the second thing you need to do is drink purified water and don't drink fluoride. And those two things will help a lot with the mind control, because I notice, like, in my own family, if they're watching a television program and a commercial comes on, they'll lock into that commercial.
They're
like,
full of mind control.
Especially like a pharma product, they lock into it. And as soon as the side effects come on and they start reading them all fast, they like, they look away. And then as soon as the side effects go away, they hypnotically like look back at the screen.
Sure, sure. So they're doing something, yeah, the mind control. I mean, people who have it researched this, they don't know how deep this goes, how they can control you with the TV, in your computer, in your iPhones and everything with the mind control. They have no idea. And lucky for me, see, I hadn't watched TV. I had said, but God, I don't think I really watched TV that much since, like, maybe 1990. That's how long. Mm-hmm. So when I started watching it again, I seen all the filth and everything. I could not believe that this was allowed on TV for our kids to see and everything. And then I looked into the mind control and everything, and it's like, no, I don't watch TV at all, not whatsoever. Nothing.
It's all filth,
because,
and
yeah,
so is the radio. It's all filth, and our kids think it's normal, but it's not normal.
Yeah, and the same thing with all this Disney filth that they put out on all over the years, you know, and people are still letting their kids watch this stuff, you know. And the thing is, people, all they need to do, any of these topics we're talking about, if they want more information, go to YouTube and type in chemtrail spraying, type in Fukushima, type in vaccine harms, type in any of these, and you will get the best experts in the world that have put out YouTube presentations to tell you all about this. You know, but the...
Yeah, well, like Robert Kennedy, he did one recently. He did a video presentation, and he said, like, everyone wants to believe that there's no science on vaccines causing autism. And by the way, vaccines also cause death. They don't only cause autism, but your baby, SIDS, an infant death syndrome, is caused by vaccines. That is why they start at 2 months when you get your first shot.
Right.
But, like,
right.
He does this thing, and he says, like, I have this stack of papers right here. It's, like, 12 inches or higher, or maybe even, like, 2 feet tall of studies. These are all studies on the harms of vaccines, and I challenge anyone to debunk any one of these studies. I'm like, no one can. And he's out there winning court cases on this, but, like, no one hears about it because they're all told, oh, there's no science to prove this. Well, sometimes science is lies because they'll, like, go and publish fake studies and then they'll have to retract them later, but you never hear about the retraction.
Well, they're all bought off. All our scientists are bought off. All our agencies in government are bought off. They're all going along with this. I mean, the FDA approves all these fake drugs that harm so many people. It's unbelievable. But they're all in the tank, you know, and yeah, and so what, and people say, well, doctors say vaccines are good. If you go on YouTube and you type in vaccines, harms, autism, you will bring up videos of countless doctors that tell you exactly what we are telling them now. These vaccines are killing our kids. They are damaging. They are causing all these illnesses in our kids. I mean, when I was a child, there was one kid in my school that had diabetes, in the whole school, from kindergarten to 12th grade. There was one kid, and the only reason I knew that was because when holidays came, she couldn't eat sweet stuff. But otherwise, look at kids now, and ear infections, and respiratory problems, and need inhalers, and all these products that make more money for pharma. They're creating all these diseases and disorders. And parents,
well, and nut allergies, you can't even send, like, food to your kids' school anymore. Like, we're not even allowed to send birthday cupcakes anymore.
Right, right. Our kids are sick, and it's from the vaccines and the medications and stuff that they are giving them. You know, and so now we can't even let them play outside because they're spraying these toxins and metals on them. And you can't play outside in Washington because our lawmakers are raping and sodomizing and murdering your children?
Yeah, when are they going to get any sunlight? They're all going to get cancer and die.
Well, right, right. And like you said the other day, that you don't let your old boys play out in the yard even because of them pedophiles. Sort.
That's too scary. I mean, I do let them go outside, but I, like, tell them you need to come back in, like, 10 minutes. And if you see anyone, you need to run inside as fast as you can. Because they'll see random cars they don't recognize, and they'll see, like, scary-looking people that pull up in front of the house. And we live in a really good neighborhood, but, like, we live near some pedophiles, and it's scary.
Well, do you know offhand, I know the show's going to end here any minute, and we got to be ready when the song comes on, but do you know how many it was in Washington kids have went missing since first?
I think it was over 200.
It was just an astronomical amount. And then people did the research of different states in different cities all over the country. There's no other place that they go missing more than in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I know. In Virginia.
And so we have to get them out of office now to stop all. Well, thank you, Amy, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Okay, well, we will talk to you soon. And
Okay.
Well, people, I hope we covered some topics and talked a few things today. We will see you next week. Bye. Because I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my